top stories happening in Houston.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. We are still recovering from a bad case of 10-man jamitis. What did you just ask me, Mo?
What day is it?
Yesterday was like, after the show yesterday was like the lost day.
No idea what's going on.
Honestly.
Which way,
like,
is that?
Is today Tuesday?
Exactly.
No, wait, we were here yesterday. So no, wait, is it Friday? I asked my wife last night, honestly, I was like, tomorrow's Friday, right? She's like, no, it is not Friday. So that's what I get for taking a nap in the middle of the day.
Yep, and throws y'all off.
Okay, you know what? It was more than a nap. I don't know about you all, but about a three-hour nap yesterday.
A coma?
Yeah. It was a coma. Yep. So, Eric with a K, also in the studio this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Let's see. We got Jelly Roll tickets today. More on that coming up in just a second. We have jury duty. Speaking of that, you know, we'll bring that up. Speaking of naps, we'll talk jury duty in just a few minutes. And also, Mo Knows Country. Chance to take $100 off her coming up in just about 20 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. I'm sure you don't have this in your top three in Texas.
What?
But can we just take a moment and recognize that the Kentucky Wildcats beat the Duke Blue Devils last night?
We hate Duke.
Yeah, yes. If you grew up in the Midwest at all and were a basketball fan, I think you grew up with a hatred of Duke in your veins. So, all right, now let's get to the important things. Top three things that are trending in Texas this morning.
Number three.
It was announced yesterday that Jose Altuve won the American League Silver Slugger Award for his seventh time in his career. He's now tied for the most by any second baseman in Major League Baseball history. And while we're talking Astros, y'all, today's a big day because the plans for the Astrodome's future are to be revealed.
What?
So do we take any bets?
Wait,
today's the day. Today,
wow.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. That's big news.
Number two.
Obviously, we continue to lift up our first responders and our firefighting community as they struggle with the loss of that fallen firefighter, Ox Garcia. And today is his funeral. So just be aware if you see any, you know, action going on. The service is being held at the Co-Cathedral of the Sacred Heart Church. And everyone, even if you're not involved in the funeral, not going, just turn on your headlights. The mayor's asked that we all can do that. It's something super easy as a tribute to the guy's service, his ultimate sacrifice, and just showing love for his family.
And the top story trending in Texas.
You had to find a jacket this morning, didn't you?
I wore a long sleeve shirt. Whoa. I will say that.
Lots of temperatures this morning dipped into the mid to upper 50s. Of course, it's going to once again warm up quickly this afternoon. But that being said, this evening, there's supposed to be a cold front. And what does that mean? That's what I was going to do. I'm like, okay, cold front.
So
like,
what is that?
Yeah, rain? It's
Texas,
not rain. It means that Friday morning is going to get chilly, like upper 40s. But then next week is when we actually, well, it's Christmas basically next week. 40s on Friday morning, and then here we go.
Oh, no. I'm here for it.
Here we go.
Let's go. That's what's trending in Texas. The top stories you're going to be hearing about all day today, and they're all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning we get Bull Nation together and talk about a little good news. Mo, Eric, you know, Texas is known for a lot of things. I mean, we're known for barbecue, right?
Yes.
Like, just world-class barbecue.
Sure.
We're known for producing, like, the most football players in the NFL, especially here in Houston, right? But a Texas mom this morning is the one that's getting headlines. Elise Ogletree is her name, and she now has a new world record right here in Texas for the largest donation of breast milk by an individual.
Dang, girl!
Now, I know this sounds crazy, but listen at this. She originally broke the record in 2014 when she donated more than 400 gallons of breast milk. Another woman passed her by a couple of years later, but now Elise is back at the top of the list here in Texas after running her total up to just over 700 gallons of breast milk.
That is something to behold.
It's the craziest. When I saw this story this morning, but here's the thing. Yep. As much as we laugh about it and kind of are making jokes about it, officials say that Elise has helped feed over 350,000 babies since she started donating breast milk.
Get it, girl?
Wow. I can't wait to meet those. I mean, her.
So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for Elise?
Amen?
That's the way it works. I think it's a cool story. You see a cool story out there? Good news, we should celebrate. You always share it with us. You can just email it anytime, thebullshouston.com, or you can message me on social media anytime. It's the 610 Amen here on The Bull.
Still to come on The Morning Bullpen.
No, we didn't get to talk about my tiger encounter. Like, real life living tiger. Wasn't at a zoo. It's controversial, but I've got to tell y'all the full story. It's coming up next.
Mo was with a live tiger, I understand, over the weekend. Good morning and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there is Eric with a K. And, of course, the lion tamer, or is it tiger tamer, I guess. Mo is here this morning.
That was a horrible purr.
Where were you with a tiger this weekend?
Y'all know I went to the LSU-Bama game, right?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk about this?
I'm happy to talk about it.
All of our LSU listeners are going to be very upset if you talk about the LSU-Alabama game.
Yes, I'm really sorry to bring it up again, but it's in the news because of the dang tiger mascot. Okay, so obviously LSU are the Tigers, and they have this mascot, Mike, that lives on campus. Beautiful facility.
Wait, it's an actual tiger, not a guy in a costume.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
And we went and visited him. You can say hello to him. Very similar to a zoo situation, but like very elaborate. You can tell that this tiger is very well taken care of for his circumstances, okay?
Okay.
Well, the governor of Louisiana was mad that the tiger was no longer going onto the field pregame.
Yeah.
And so they decided at this big LSU-Alabama game that they were going to bring a tiger out onto the field, a live animal.
And you were there with the live tiger.
Oh, my goodness.
It's very controversial. And I knew that going into the game, right? Like, I was like, okay, this is going to happen. This is going to be a moment, and I'm going to be a part of history. And I just want to see how everyone around me reacts, okay? And so we're sitting right next to the student section, fairly far down, close to the field. And I don't even, it came out, and it wasn't the tiger. It was a,
stand-in. A backup tiger.
A backup hired
actually,
actor.
I'm reading the story. It actually came from, this is not a lie.
What?
Worldwide Exotic Animal Talent Agency.
Paid actor.
Yes. The tiger has an agent?
He was out there. I believe this about this tiger. He looked so chill. He was just doing his thing.
Wow. What was the reception then when it came out of the game?
It was fairly mid. I think that's the word the kids say.
Okay,
there were people that were obviously like rolling their eyes, but then it was right before the game, so everyone's pumped for the game. But it was not like an overwhelming excitement for this tiger.
Oh, man. I just imagine PETA's all dressed up in LSU gear, undercover.
It was something. Okay,
ready to free the tiger.
The reason this is still in the news is because of what the Louisiana governor said defending his decision to bring this tiger out.
Okay.
He said it was the only tiger that showed up.
Oh, he did
because
he really?
Louisiana lost so bad. LSU.
And then he dropped the mic.
Sorry.
You know what? He's not wrong.
Sorry.
He is not wrong.
I can't believe I was part of history for this. And I'm sorry, LSU.
Oh, my gosh. Now, wait. University of Houston had a live cougar.
Yes, for the longest time.
Like back in the 80s, they had a live cougar there, right?
Yeah, yes. I don't think our governor has said anything about it since.
I don't think he has either.
You're listening to The Morning Bullpen with George Mo and Eric with a K.
Have y'all ever been in a physical fight at work?
Yes. Oh.
Well, I was not prepared for you to say
that.
We want to talk to anybody, including George, who has been in an altercation that got physical at your job. So give us a call, 713-881-5500. Somebody on the show has gotten into a physical fight at their radio job.
Spoiler alert.
Find out who and call up next, 713-881-5500.
Got Jelly Roll tickets we're giving away. That comes up before 7 o'clock. Stay tuned for your chance to see Jelly Roll this weekend down at Toyota Center here from 100.3 The Bull. There was a fight on Saturday with the Auburn basketball team. We won't talk about the fight that didn't occur between Auburn and Houston.
Ouch.
Because Auburn upset number 4 Houston when they played them here in basketball over the weekend.
Mm-hmm, but they made it here is the unique thing.
So this is the craziest story. Have you ever fought with someone at work? Like, actually had a fight? I don't think anybody's going to call and tell us that they fought at work.
Oh, absolutely.
You think they will?
Yes, 100%. Somebody caught their wife with a coworker. Somebody got mad at their boss and finally snapped.
Hands were thrown.
Yes. Somebody has thrown fists at work. 713-881-5500.
I don't think anybody will call on this.
I don't. Like, the only fight I've ever gotten in was, like, a verbal assault, and I had to go to HR.
So did I.
Oh, yours is verbal?
That was not the same fight.
No.
Mo and I were not verbal.
I would love to see you two fight just one time.
I don't have anything to fight with George about.
But I thought it was funny because the Auburn basketball team, college players, fly in here to play the University of Houston, and they had to turn their plane around.
We have got an altercation on board. We thought to declare an emergency and land. We got a bunch of basketball players fighting.
We got a bunch of basketball players fighting.
That's it must have gotten bad.
They were fighting like in their own team.
Did they ever make like a statement about it, the team?
To my knowledge,
no. I never saw anything.
Yeah, they never really addressed the situation. Huh. So I don't know that I'm trying to think if I've ever been mad enough, like at work, to actually fight with a coworker.
Physical fight.
713-881-5500. You can give us a call. I think there was one time I did get in a fight. I'm just thinking about this. I did get in a fight. See, you all have the nice George.
Yeah.
What?
But back early in my radio career, George had an anger management problem.
What'd you do?
I held the afternoon drive guy, so the equivalent of Nick Russo, by his throat up on the wall.
Whoa!
I miss that, George.
And you're a big guy, too. To lift somebody up as high as you, that's intense.
Thanks, Eric. That's what the HR director said. You're a big guy, too. He's a little fella. I was like, yeah. But he is a pain in my butt.
What did he do?
Butt.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of things are coming into focus for me, George, because when you get really overwhelmed and frustrated around here,
yes,
you take walks around the building.
I do, yes.
And every time you look right in my eyes, and I now see you're making a choice. Thank you, George. Thank you.
You could be on a wall, Aaron. You could be up on a wall if you had to there. We want to know, you ever had a fight or saw a fight at work? 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. The Auburn men's basketball team got in a fight on their airplane the other day, flying here to play the University of Houston.
We have got an altercation on board. We thought to declare an emergency and land. We got a bunch of basketball players fighting.
We got a bunch of basketball players fighting.
Man.
I think I'm the only one on this show that has actually had a fight at work. Mo had a verbal altercation.
Mm-hmm.
But
plenty.
Plenty of
those.
But
no, you're
the actual physical thing, I got into it with another radio jock. And John is on the phone this morning here at Houston. John, you tell me, you worked in radio. What happened?
I was a college late night shift radio DJ. I was a half an hour late to work. The guy I was replacing on the overnight shift was making 3 times as much money as me. And he said, man, you're a half an hour late. You owe me a half an hour's wage. I must have given him $3.50. It just set him off. He went nuts.
Oh, okay. And,
what?
We lost you there. Your phone cut out. So you insulted him by giving him $3.50, and you all got into it?
Yeah. He was also mad. I don't know if you guys use your real DJ names. His DJ name was Chase Valentine, and I accidentally kept calling him, Bill Jones or whatever his real name was.
that's my favorite.
That would also take off a radio person.
That's my favorite part of the whole story.
All right. He actually threw hands at work. There was a fight at work. 713-881-5500 is the number.
All right. Richard in Houston, tell us about your fight at work.
So there was a... There was a big parking lot for the company I worked for, and the guy, he backed into my truck, and my truck was a white truck, couldn't miss it. I mean, and he backed right into it. Mm-hmm. So we had some words, and he said that he wasn't going to fix it. And so I verbally basically just made him feel, 2 inches tall, and he swung at me, and we got into it.
Whoa.
And I ended up dislocating my shoulder. I had a popped blood vessel in my eye.
Oh, my God.
And he ended up with a cracked rib and a broken rib.
Oh, wow. I think you won.
I think I did. And then, so the company, because of what happened, the company had to drug test us, and he failed, and he popped positive for methamphetamine.
Oh, my goodness.
It keeps getting better.
You definitely
and
won.
He's still winning, actually. Go, Richard.
Richard is on top all the way around on that one. Talking about fights at work this morning.
And Justin's on the phone. Justin, tell us what happened at your work.
Well, I was working across the street from a lube shop, from another mechanic shop I was working at. I was seen across the street where I was working at. This one guy kept messing with this guy putting oil in a truck. And he turned around and hit him side the head with the oil filler gun.
Like the hose? Like they were, he was filling a car with oil, like an oil change. And he used the hose and the oil field gun.
And he sprayed him with it too after he hit him. Hot oil.
Oh my gosh. I would get out a lawn chair and just like watch from across the street. Eat my popcorn.
What happens there?
I gotta be honest, Justin. The screen says men beating each other with hoses. I thought this was going a very different way.
We want to know, have you ever had a fight at your work? 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. You give us a call here on the Morning Bullpen. Jury duty on the Morning Bullpen. We're just out here solving the world's problems. And by the way, we just lost one of our jurors. So we have a spot open right now. 713-881-5500. If you have a fancy restaurant that you love, if you have a favorite place that you go, kind of a fancy restaurant, we want to talk to you on jury duty. 713-881-5500. And Mo, the question this morning?
Well, it actually starts with a girl named Jenna right here in Houston. Hey, Jenna, tell us why you decided to call the radio station.
Hey, guys. So I actually have this new job hosting at this really fancy upscale restaurant, which I'm going to keep anonymous because I don't want to give away where I'm working. But I have this issue I just feel a little bit weird about. My boss asked me to seat the more attractive guests in the front of the restaurant and the uglier people towards the back. And I just don't know how I feel about that.
Wait, isn't that normal? What? Wait, sorry, Jenna, we just had a rehearsal dinner for my son's wedding.
Yeah.
And I thought the same thing. It's like when we were walking in, it's a really fancy restaurant, and everybody sitting in the windows was like out of a magazine beautiful. And they had us, by the way, Jenna, in the very back of the restaurant.
Stop it. You had a big party, George.
So this is a legitimate, your boss has asked you to do this.
Yeah. So I feel conflicted. Also, like, I don't know. Don't you think that would scare people away, maybe? It could make them more intimidated to walk in.
Oh, you mean, yeah, I guess. I like that you're the one that decides. You're like, hello, who am I? Like, I get to decide if they're pretty or not.
Which one of us would you seat in the front?
That's you're obvious. All going in the front.
It's fine.
All right. So our question this morning, Mo, is going to be a little bit different. Jenna, thank you, by the way.
Thank you.
For the jury duty topic this morning.
Yeah,
stay
no
tuned. We're about to get our verdict.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. So the question is what, Mo?
I think, okay. Last time you were dining at a fancy restaurant, did you sit in the front or the back? Cole's on the phone in Santa Fe. He ate at a very fancy steakhouse in Galveston. There are actually a few people on hold that like this steakhouse. Cole, did you sit in the front or the back?
Front.
Oh,
okay. Wow. Congratulations.
Okay. All right. So we got a good looking Cole there in the front. Okay. Let's go to juror number two then this morning.
Paisley's 10 years old in El Campo. What's your favorite fancy restaurant, Paisley?
Anthony's.
Oh yes. Okay. They're in my neighborhood.
Okay. All right. So last time you ate at Anthony's, did they seat you in the front or the back?
In the front.
That's my girl, Paisley.
I feel like that's unfair,
felt weird.
Though.
Yeah, it's she's 10. We should have skipped her, but yeah, that's okay. We're going on.
I'm not sure that's
right. We love you. Thank you for listening. Katie's on the phone. Hey, Katie, I see you like to eat at Perry's. We get that. Last time you were at Perry's, did they sit you in the front or the back?
In the front.
Yep. All right. Look at this attractive audience.
Listeners in the entire world. All right. Let's go to Lexi. Lexi, where's your favorite restaurant? Where do you like to go?
I really love Rudy and Paco's in Galveston.
Ooh. Rudy and Paco's. Rudy and Paco's in Galveston. When you go in, Lexi, do they put you in the front or do they put you in the back?
I'm going to the back.
Yes. Do you know why? Or have you ever thought about it until now?
I don't know. I think maybe I just want to, experience the whole restaurant. I don't know. I want to be in the back.
Yeah. Oh, you want to be in the back.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely want to be in the back.
Okay. All right. Our final juror this morning is Connor. And Connor is 18 in Galveston. Connor, what's the restaurant that you like to go to?
Number 13.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know the question. When you go to number 13, sir. Do they put you in the front? Or they put you in the back?
I like to go to the back. I don't like people walking over my food.
Ooh, we prefer the back. Okay, this says something about our audience.
Yeah.
They want to seat us in the front, but we prefer to be in the back.
You know what? No, I just wonder about Connor and Lexi if they're being truthful.
Stop it.
Maybe they just put them in the back.
Yeah, we want to be here.
That's it. We want to be in the back. So, all right, Mo.
All right.
Our final verdict this morning. The question was,
last time you were dining at a fancy restaurant, did you sit in the front or the back? And front. We're fronters.
All right.
We're fronters.
We
best look at again, best looking audience anywhere.
Y'all are the best.
Anywhere in town. That's jury duty. We do it every morning right here on 100.3 The Bull.
Just ahead with George, Mo, and Eric.
10-minute tune is coming up next, but if you missed the live tune, Eric performed with Cassie Ashton at Tin Man Jam, and you want to hear a little piece of it? It was an unforgettable moment. Eric is still talking about it. We want to share it with you, and it's coming up next.
After yesterday's show, I got to tell you, it was pretty much a lost day for us here on the morning bullpen. I napped the day away yesterday, but we had a great time at... Tin Man Jam, and one of the big things at Tin Man Jam every year is the live 10-minute tune that we do there. Eric, everybody loved it this year.
It was a blast.
But you don't want me to play it again.
No, because I'm upset. Well,
no, wait. Don't say anything. Let me play it, and then you can make your protest
judgment
afterwards.
Okay.
This was the 10-minute tune that Eric and Cassie Ashton helped write backstage at Tin Man Jam. What happened here? Oh, yeah. Hang on.
I'm thinking it's broccoli that's stuck in your two front teeth and it's green. Or maybe it's a jelly bean, spinach or kale or zucchini.
You need to get a toothpick. Your smile is nice, but baby, I'm half sick. What the hell have you been chewing? Baby, what the hell am I viewing? Cause if there's one damn thing I know for sure, honey, baby, hate to tell you till you brush them, I can't kiss you anymore.
That was Cassie Ashton and Eric with a K. And she actually helped write some of the lyrics.
Yeah, she's a gem. I cannot say enough good things about Cassie Ashton.
Yeah.
She was telling me so many stories backstage about her tour that I cannot repeat on the air.
And she took it very seriously.
She did. She had to match her own. So I wrote the first round, and she had to match each syllable to the words of the parody version.
Yeah.
So she sat there and took her own lyrics and went, ba 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 ba, and each single word we wrote had to match exactly with her song.
So that word wound up being really good, but you didn't want me to play it because?
Because right before I went on stage, I slammed my guitar against one of the cases in the back, and it knocked it out of tune. So that entire time, that guitar is horribly out of tune, and I'm so embarrassed just as a musician. I have one job to do at Tin Man Jam, and it's the live 10-minute tune, and the guitar was out of tune the whole time. I'm so mad.
I didn't notice it. I thought it was funny. Not once during the song did I go, man, is that guitar out of tune?
Actually, that's what everyone in the audience was talking about. They're like, wow, I'm never coming back to Tin Man Jam again because Eric with a K was out of tune.
I'm humiliated. I apologize.
You're so ridiculous. Do you know what you do every morning? Is that supposed to be in tune? Like, never. Is it right?
See, I don't think you wanted to open this up for Mo to discuss with you.
I thought we were honest with each other.
By the way, it was funny, though. Out in the audience, people were just like, did Cassie Ashton really help write that song?
So
it was so very cool. All right, so today, now that we're past 10 Man Jam, we need your suggestions this morning.
It's your turn to tell us what you think Eric should sing about. In tune or not, it's up to y'all. 713-881-5500. What do you think Eric should sing about?
It's the morning bullpen and time for the 10-minute tune this morning. You know how the 10-minute tune works.
It takes your suggestion, 713-881-5500. Eric takes one of them, heads out to the hallway, and writes a song, but it's up to you what it's about. And we're going to start with Emily on the phone in Tomball. Hey, Emily, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
Hey, so Eric should sing about when you're driving in the car and you look to your left or your right and you see how everybody is on their phone texting and driving or talking or whatever, which is why there's always three car lengths between you and the car in front of them.
No, that's when you're supposed to text, right?
Well, I was going to say, what else are you supposed to do at a stoplight? Come on.
I got
to
be honest, I'm the worst at this. And my wife is like, honey, traffic's moving. Go.
It would be a perfect song for you to write.
I appreciate it, Emily. Thank you so much. Let's see. Let's go to James this morning. James, it says here, you're 7 years old. You live here in Houston. What do you want Eric to sing about today?
I want Eric to sing about when you go into the treating and you see something and you think it's not so scary, but when you turn around, like, scares you because there's like something that always creeps you out about it.
That topic you just said
very clearly that I can understand.
I couldn't understand it. So did you understand that, Mo?
Thank you for calling, sweet friend. Have the best day at school.
Now we know where the Charlie Brown came from. It's like Charlie Brown through the waffle, waffle. All right, let's go to line four. This is Kristen. Kristen, good morning. What do you think Eric should sing about?
Hey, this is Kristen and William, and we have a suggestion for people that are stuck on the side of the road. What happened to your car? Should we turn around? Do you need help?
Oh.
And then we're too far away to turn around.
So people, you're wondering whether you should help people that are broken down, have broken down cars?
Yep, but then maybe that's not a safe decision.
Right, we watch a lot of Dateline, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so that's a suggestion from my son, William.
Sweet baby.
William, thank you, buddy. You have a good day at school today, okay, William?
I will.
Bye, friend.
Thanks, bye.
All right, Eric, we have a plethora of topics this morning, including James, who was a...
Yes.
And then we had a couple other good ones, too. So,
But let's stick with the last one. Let's stick with broken cars. In honor of my wife, who's listening right now, her car is now shaking.
What?
If she stops at all, the car just goes...
She's going to be stuck on the side of the road?
Yes, very soon.
Aww. By the way, Kristen, if you all see Eric's wife on the side of the road, all right.
Stop for her.
So that's our song. That's our choice today on 10 Minute Tune. We're going to find out what it's going to sound like. It's coming up. 10 Minute Tune is next here on The Bowl. Well, I won't say we love you more than Juicer, but we love you as much.
Coming up on the...
And we're going to give you a chance to get into Jelly Roll. As a matter of fact, Jelly Roll tickets coming up in the next 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. Time to find out what Eric has created this morning with our 10-minute tune. And this morning, Mo, we had... It was from a mom and a son. Is
You're
that right?
Right. It was Kristen and William, and they had this suggestion.
We have a suggestion for people that are stuck on the side of the road. What happened to your car? Should we turn around? Do you need help?
Do you need help? And do you turn around and help if you have a kid in the car? So anyway, she was just talking about like random cars that are broke down on the side of the road.
I wonder about those people. Like, what are they doing? Do they need help? Like, do you have a cell phone? Is someone coming? Like, what's the plan?
Eric is back in the studio. Your wife, you said, kind of falls into this category right now.
Yeah, as of last week, the whole car shakes anytime it's like at a stop.
Yeah.
Just shakes like... it's bad.
Perhaps we have a mechanic that could give you some advice so you don't wind up on the side of the road, or Kylie doesn't wind up on the side of the road.
All right, there's a lot of busted cars out there. So in honor of everybody, like me and my wife, going through car trouble, let's do it in the style of Old Town Road.
Oh, okay.
Really? Really?
This is a song I haven't thought about in a while. It's our 10-minute tune.
My old car, gotta get it towed. My ride don't drive no more. My old car, broken on the road. My ride don't drive no more. My tires are all flat, the windshield, it is cracked. Someone keyed the trunk, the mirror's looking jacked. It was in a car crash and the bumper is dragging. Stereo don't turn on, turn signals ain't working. Steering wheel is broken, the glove box is broken. Windows, they don't open. You guessed it, yep, they're broken. Cause my old car broken on the road. Drive no more. My old car, gotta get it towed. My ride don't drive no more.
That's our 10-minute tune today. You're feeling that one today.
I was into it.
I was going to say, if you have somebody that has an old hoopty that they drive all the time, you might send them that song. You can get it today off our podcast. Just download the Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Favorite The Morning Bullpen podcast, and you'll never miss a 10-minute tune.
Coming up on The Morning Bullpen.
Speaking of old hoopties, Eric. I didn't even get to ask about your daddy-daughter dance the other day.
Oh, yeah. First one ever.
Can we talk about you being an old hoopty and embarrassing your daughter?
I did. Okay. And also, I have something I want to bring up with you, and I want to know your take on it. I'm mad about one thing that happened
at the daddy-daughter dance. You're mad about something? Yeah. Okay. All right. That's coming up next as you wake up with George, Mo, and Eric. Eric had his first father-daughter dance with his daughter, Charlie. But there's some controversy. We'll get to that in just a second. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I'm George. Over there's Mo.
Hey, George.
And the daddy that we're talking about.
The daddy.
Oh, don't call me that. You can't call me that.
What father-daughter or daddy-daughter dance?
I just wanted to know about it. I just want to know how it went. Did Charlie have fun? Did you embarrass her?
George is right. Something happened I need your take on, especially Mo's opinion.
Oh, geez.
But I did take your advice, Mo.
Okay.
First, I started the night off. I got her flowers. Mm-hmm. You suggested that. I didn't even think to do that.
Very good.
And so I timed it out to where she would be done getting ready with her dress, which she didn't want to reveal to me. It was so cute. And mommy did a little bit of makeup for her. She's 9. Okay. Right. So daddy's weird about makeup.
Okay.
So she did a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
And then we timed it out to where it was time to leave for the dance. I rang the doorbell. Big bouquet of flowers.
Okay.
Roses, multicolored.
Okay, did you freak out about the makeup? Is that the controversy?
Nope, I didn't freak out about it.
Okay,
that.
All right, so.
No. So she comes to the door. She looks beautiful. I cry, of course. We have it all on camera. My wife was filming the entire thing. So the dance was like out of a dream. It was honestly magical. She was not embarrassed at all to be dancing and jumping around with their friends, especially when a Taylor Swift song came on.
Sure.
All the little girls lost their mind.
Right. Yeah.
They were making requests to the DJs. She danced with Daddy like 50% of the time.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So the rest of the time she was with her friends hopping around. It was just, it was beautiful. The DJ played a couple of slow songs, so I got to hold my little girl. It was just, it was
okay,
a really...
Okay, can we get to the controversy?
I was going to say, this
what
sounds
the
like
heck
the perfect
is the
night.
It was.
Could
it was
have
great.
Gone wrong.
I'm just telling you about my night. But I look over, and dancing with one of the little girls was a mom. And I was like, oh, that's really cute, because probably a single mom working her butt off.
Right, doing what she can.
Yeah, and she's stepping in for the dad. This is amazing.
Right.
And then up walks the dad and puts his arms around both of them, and they start dancing together. And I was like, wait a minute.
Wait. And, I'm with you. Wait a minute.
And I start looking around, because it's the first time I notice it. Mm-hmm. There's like nine moms there with the dads taking pictures of them at the daddy-daughter dance.
Oh, no.
Swirling around them like helicopters. I was like, what is happening?
This is not the way daddy-daughter dances work. No,
and I wanted
to
know.
You can't hoard in on that.
I wanted to know a mom's opinion, because I do think that that is very interesting. Would you go to the daddy-daughter dance?
I would not.
Okay.
But there would not be a daddy-daughter dance if it weren't for the moms. The moms had to be there to put it on.
No.
Dads can't do any of that stuff. Dads can't make magic happen.
That's not true. That is
not true. It's 100% true.
I make the magic happen all the time.
No, you don't. There would be no daddy-daughter dance. Dads wouldn't think of that.
You
they
know
wouldn't
what?
Come up. You wouldn't have bought the flowers if it wasn't for me. Your wife wouldn't have done the makeup. Like, no.
Yeah, but no, I get that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But a mom and a dad.
She put up the decorations.
No,
she had to pay the DJ.
But
that's why she was
you
there.
You have to get out of here.
No one would refill the punch if the moms weren't there.
It was lemonade, but yes, you're
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
It was a mom
That's
serving the lemonade.
Why those moms were there.
And maybe the mom was there to keep you from spiking the lemonade.
Exactly.
That's
well, dang it. Thank
so
you,
that,
moms. Because I had a magical night.
I still say moms should not be at the daddy-daughter
leave us
dance.
Alone.
That
Let
is,
us
not,
have
that
our
is
night.
Not the way it works. That is not the way it works. All right. It's the morning bullpen. We're going to get in trouble over this. I can tell.
Pen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
All right, let's go to Richwood today with Megan. Megan, where's Richwood?
It's about an hour south of Houston, little itty bitty town.
Okay. Okay, well, you're trying to take $100 from Mo today on Mo Knows Country. Here's how you get it.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Megan?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Megan, tell her to get the heck out of the studio, and let's give you the first shot at these questions, okay?
Get the heck out of the studio, Mo.
Good luck, sister.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Five country-related trivia questions, and Megan, they start right now. Question number one, the song Eastbound and Down was just named one of the best country songs in a movie. It was in the movie Smokey and the...
Ass.
Okay.
Question number two. This Australian-born country star says dudes only come to his concerts one of two reasons. They either play a guitar or their girlfriend dragged them there. Name him.
Is that Keith Urban?
Question number three. Eli Young Band is celebrating their 10th anniversary of the song Drunk Last Night hitting number one. What year was the song number one?
That would be 2014.
Question number four. Better than throwing chairs off roofs, this country star is now throwing $500,000 at buying band instruments for schools. Name him.
Morgan Wallen.
And question number five. Ella Langley and Riley Green have found gold with a song called You Look Like A, My Ex, B, You're Drunk, or C, You Love Me.
See, you love me.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against today.
Hey,
with
Megan. Not to be rude, but how old are you?
I'm 36.
Okay, that explains missing number one. But you got all the other four correct.
It's a classic, Yay. Eric. It's a classic.
To be fair, I am almost 37.
Let's see how Mo does on this one, okay?
Let's go.
She got 4 out of 5. Mo, here we go. Question number one. You know okay. what? We'll come back to question number one.
Why are they so mean to me, Megan?
Question number two.
I don't know.
This Australian-born country star says dudes only come to his concerts one or two reasons. They're either a guitar player or their girlfriend dragged them there. Who said that?
I'm going to guess Keith Urban.
That is correct.
Oh,
it is Keith
thank
Urban.
You.
Yeah, that
I
is correct.
Got it right. Puckered a little bit at that one.
All right, you're tied at one.
Okay. Question number three.
Yes.
Eli Young Band is celebrating their 10th anniversary of Drunk Last Night, hitting number one.
Okay.
What year was it number one?
Oh, crap. Okay, it's 2024 now, so 2014.
I always love it when she has to do math questions. That is correct.
Like, honestly, my hands are sweating just because of that question.
2-2. She did it in her head, though.
Wow, yeah, you must be a teacher. Or an accountant or something.
What did they used to say in school? Mo was showing her work. That's what she would do. Question number four.
Yes.
Better than throwing chairs off roofs, this country star is now throwing $500,000 at buying band instruments for schools. Name it.
That's Morgan Wallen.
That is correct.
Yes.
It is Morgan.
All right. 3-3.
And question number five. Ella Langley and Riley Green have found gold with a song called You Look Like A, my ex.
Like
B, you're drunk.
No.
Or C, you love me.
You love me.
Okay,
C.
That is
oh
correct.
My gosh.
C, that
my
is
toddler
correct.
Sings that song nonstop.
Ooh. All right. So, Eric?
Yeah. Tied 4-4.
Okay.
Mo, you gotta get this one.
Okay. For your pride? Let's go.
Kind of.
Okay.
So the question everybody's talking about.
Okay.
Eastbound and Down was just named one of the best country songs from a movie.
I thought it was a TV show.
It was.
Okay. But this is a song.
Okay, Eastbound and Down.
It was from the movie Smokey and...
Oh, Smokey and the Bandit?
I knew that after. Darn it.
Mo, got it.
Woo! Okay, wait. Just to be fair, I did not put those two together. I did not know that. I've just heard of Smokey and the Bandit. I've never seen the movie. I didn't know Eastbound and Down was a song. Just to be clear, George.
Megan, she got all five and she kept her money.
Sorry, Megan. I was totally on your side.
It's okay. Thank you.
And Megan, I'm sure you're a fine human being, but I really don't care about you. I just, my ego now gets about that question.
This has nothing to do with you.
Megan, what are you going to say to get out of here?
This is Megan in Richwood and Mo knows country.
She does, and you'll get a chance to play her. 8:20 tomorrow morning is the next chance to play Mo Knows Country here on The Bull.